Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana calling back for customer support. I'm at service.
How you doing? You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I said this is Ariana returning your call back from customer support. How may I assist you?
Okay, I called yesterday and got hung up on. I called to cancel the
Yes, sir.
order.
Yes, sir. Did you talk to anyone before I got disconnected or just so I can know what I'm looking for in your account?
Yeah, no, I spoke to a gentleman and I kept repeatedly, very nicely asking him to enunciate better because I could not understand a word he said.
Yes, sir. Well, I can assist you here since I have you on the phone. Can you provide me with a zip code so I can try to access an account?
Yeah, zip code 49022.
Okay, I have 49022. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yeah, my name is Patrick Buter.
Okay, is it a nickname you may go by, such as Pat?
That's correct. That's good.
Okay, and can you verify the shipping address I have on file?
2619 Riverside Road, Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Yes, sir. Okay, give me 1 second to try to look over your account to see the previous notation on it. Okay, I see here where they say you called in about charges on your account. They canceled you
Okay.
out, so your account is canceled out. Did they provide you with any type of code, sir?
Any type of what?
Cancellation number or code?
No, he never gave that to me. He hung up on me.
Okay, give me 1 second while I provide you with that cancellation code, okay? Let
All
me
right,
know
now
when you're
wait a
ready.
second.
I'm
Now,
sorry,
even though
sir.
you're get okay, hang on. All right, you're going to give me a number, right?
Correct.
Okay, why do I need this number? Why can't we take care of canceling my order right here and now on the phone?
Sir, your account, as I stated before, you had I guess tried to explain what you was explaining. What I'm doing is the previous agent you have talked to have already dealt with your account. What I am doing is notating your account to state that you did call back. And I asked you, did you receive a cancellation number to confirm that your account has been canceled? As I stated, the previous agent had already canceled your account when I was on the phone. I'm just providing you with a confirmation that it had been canceled. You don't have to take it, sir. I was just providing you with the access to
Oh,
have it.
okay. Well, being that he
Yeah.
hung up on me, I just want to know what the heck's going on. All right, what
Yes,
is my
sir.
cancellation code then?
It's going to be C as in canceled.
Okay.
262.
262.
728.
728.
673.
673.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. You can repeat it back if you like.
Okay, C as in cat, 262-728-673.
Yes, sir. And anything
Okay.
else I can provide you with?
Well, yeah, just a little bit of information. Now you're saying that the gentleman I spoke with yesterday actually did cancel my order?
Yes, sir. I guess I don't really you didn't provide me with any information on what exactly did y'all talk about. The only thing we're allowed to do is notate you guys' account, cancel it out. As far as everything was on the account, he said that he explained the terms and conditions with you. He canceled it out. It also says something about a gift card on here. I didn't look it all the way into your account, so I don't know if that's one of the things you may have had on your account. I'm not sure. But your account
Okay.
is canceled out, sir. It had been canceled out since
Right, what
yesterday
about?
at 12:26.
Okay, and then what about the money? Is it being returned to my account?
Did they say they was gonna do a refund on your account, sir?
He didn't because he hung up on me. Listen, I answered an ad on the internet, and it was for a Lowe's item. And now all I'm doing is getting a runaround. and all my and my money is gone, money that I never knew I was spending, because you guys bury those little pieces of information in the ad, and it's very deceitful. You're extorting money out of people, and that's just the wrong way to do business. So what I need to know is there was a charge of somewhere around $60-some, $67-ish dollars, and I should see that return to my bank account.
No, sir, they didn't do a refund on your account for you to see that in your bank account. The only thing I did was notate your account because it was already canceled out, sir. Already.
Okay, so, all right. So who's gonna get my money back?
It is stated in the terms and conditions with the website that pops up with the number that you called in today. That does state that it is a valid and finalized charge. I understand, sir, about your frustration. I understand how you feel like you've been played. But as well, I advise people to read the terms and conditions before entering their card information online.
Okay, so you just got done saying what you just said. So what does that mean to me?
I can't give you a refund, sir, because it's a valid charge. But you won't get billed anything else.
Well, no, see, that's what I'm saying. You people are extorting money out of people's wallets. I'm canceling the order, and I expect my money to be returned to me.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
No, I don't think you do understand. You're telling me you do, but you're just giving me the runaround.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so where do we go from here? Are you still with me?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yes, sir, but I'm not expecting, I'm trying to understand what you would like for me to do.
I want you to refund my money. That's pretty easy to understand, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is pretty easy to understand, just like the terms and conditions were that was listed at the bottom of the sweepstakes entry that you entered, sir.
Okay,
it's a
so
valid
what?
And finalized
so
charge.
I'm
it's
asking
nothing I
you
can
to
do.
Cancel the order and give me
it's
my money
canceled,
back.
Sir.
I don't want it. Then give me the money back.
It's a valid charge, sir.
And I'm canceling it before I even get any kind of service or anything rendered to me. Okay, so I want
they
it
already
canceled.
Serviced you, sir. It was a sweepstakes entry for an ice maker piece. You was willing to pay the shipping and the handling on, which was $5.74. However, if you
exactly.
were to read the terms and conditions, it does state that it was going to bill you 2 days. I'm sorry, 2 to 7 days after of $67.32 re-entering you into the sweepstakes, giving you a 50% chance of winning the item. So they service you, sir. They re-enter you into the sweepstakes.
I don't want part of the sweepstakes. I want
yes,
my money back because I don't want your offer.
Yes,
sir,
I understand.
You're deliberately extorting money out of people.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can help you with today?
Yep, you can get my money back. Where am I going to get my money back? I did not get $60-some dollars worth out of what that phone call took. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you have the information there to put that money back into the account it came from.
Yes, sir, and I understand that. Give me 1 second while I do this on your account. Yes, sir. Again, I have notated on your account. Your account was already previously closed due to the previous agent closing out your account already. You did state that they said it was going to give you a refund or, I'm sorry, y'all didn't have time to talk about a refund. Unfortunately, sir, it is stated in their terms and conditions about the billing of this. So, unfortunately, it is a finalized charge. And I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about that.
Well, okay. I want to talk to somebody else that's like your boss or somebody.
Yes, sir.
I'm not taking no for an answer because you people are extorting money out of people. That's what you do.
And I understand it, sir.
So you're going to put me through to somebody else?
I'm willing to help you here. I'm just not able to give you a refund.
Well, then I'm just going to go ahead and call the Better Business Bureau.